Well, thank you, Brian and Kat. You know, there's been a lot going on in our world lately. You know, I could say places like Baghdad, Bangladesh, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Nice. You know, we wonder what's going on here with this sudden rise of violence and how in the world we're supposed to respond to that. You know, this is really what I call public grief. Most of our grief is private grief. You know, we lose loved ones, or we move away, or we lose a job, or something like that. But this public grief is something that happens and we're immediately exposed to it in the media, and it affects us. And we don't know what to do with it. We see pictures, videos, reports, news. We feel sad, angry, scared. Maybe we even feel a little anxious, maybe even a little depressed. Some of us might even be feeling hopeless that this loss of security, maybe, that what's happening to our world, and especially if you happen to be a victim of violence yourself somewhere along the way, or you know someone who has been, or you know someone in law enforcement, or you know someone in the military. And all of this, of course, brings up our own personal losses, because we look at people on video and we see their grief. We know they've lost parents, friends, coworkers, siblings, children, and so have we. And so it brings up our losses as well. So we wonder, you know, what do we do with this? First of all, don't ignore it. You know, this is really real. Secondly, and here's three things real quick, pray, talk, write. First of all, pray. Take these things to the Lord. Share our hearts with Him. How are we feeling about this? What does all of this mean? Pray with others about this. Secondly, talk about it. Talk about it with others in the sense of, you know, how do we think about this? Talk about it out loud. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling anxious. I wonder where things are going. And then write it out. Some of us are, you know, keep a journal. Write it out there. What's going on inside of us? Maybe we need to write a letter to somebody we care about, whatever the case might be, because grief is everywhere in our world right now. And Paul in the New Testament says, we as Christians, we see that, and we grieve. We're supposed to, but we grieve with hope. We grieve with an eternal perspective. And we need to remember at times like this, and I'm preaching to the choir here, Jesus said, I say these things to you so that in me you might have peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So we need to, when we see these things, look at our own hearts, grieve well, have hope, and have an eternal perspective on these things.